It's time for high school basketball right here on formrecoveryradio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing action tonight from the Fort Side Fieldhouse as the 5-1 Bakken's Trojans come into town, and our Indians are currently 4-7. And welcome, Jordan.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. Good to be here.
Yeah, exactly. And we just watched our JV team lose a game that was up and down track meet, and I got a feeling the varsity game might be a similar setting tonight.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I know they got three really good guards, and it's going to be an interesting night for sure.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break, and on our, I assume it's a Wayne IGA pregame show.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac Automatic Standby Generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're talking with Coach Bob Leverett. Coach, we're playing Bakken's tonight. They're a pretty tough team, coming off a one-point victory last night against probably a pretty good Anna team.
Yep.
What are we going to look for from them tonight, and how are we going to put points on the board for us and slow them down?
They're very scrappy. They'll run and jump full court and half court. Good man-to-man pressure on the ball. Offensively, they've got a kid, Dosik, who's a 5'10 junior, averaging 17 a game. Another kid averaging about 12, and then the rest are all around 8 points. So very balanced scoring for us. Yeah, you know, that's kind of been our struggles here lately, is putting the ball in the hoop. So, you know, hopefully it goes in. We're getting good looks. So maybe tonight the ball will fall for us.
Yep, I'm kind of hoping it does. We've had some really good shots that just didn't go in. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck, and we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Again, the Bakkens Trojans are coming into town here, Jordan. And looking at some of the scores, again, they have a 5-1 record here for Coach Phil Groves. You know, last night they beat Anna, a very good Anna team, 50-49. And they lose. Their only loss is to Rushi, who beat them 62-57. And actually, you know, coming in to tonight, Daniel and I were at home talking about the game a little bit. And, you know, his comment was actually losing to them because it was a two-point game or so with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. He's like, that loss actually is probably more impressive than a lot of teams' wins.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that, Brian. And, you know, talking about a little bit about Rushi, you know, their state run last year and being the state runner-up. So, and they didn't lose. Did they lose anybody?
I don't think they lost anyone, no.
So, yeah, so definitely going to be a good game for the Indians. You know, a little bit of, you know, being the underdog here, so that's always exciting. And it's going to be a good battle, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, looking at the scores, maybe some common scores, is they beat Fort Laramie 63-35. And if you recall back, our third game of the year, Laramie gave us our first loss of the season. You know, it'll be interesting, I think, tonight a little bit, because if you watch the JV game at all, I'm assuming that's how the varsity's going to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's run and jump, nonstop, trapping, putting pressure on you, making you have to play fast and make quick decisions. And, you know, I think that style is hard to play if that's not something you're used to practicing against. You know, if you only see it one time, it's really hard to go over and practice.
Yeah, yeah, 100% agree. And, you know, Fort Recovery's done a good job on the defensive end, and it'll be interesting to see how we can slow them down, and hopefully it gives them some fits. And, you know, one thing I'm a little nervous about, you know, they got their three top guards, and they can shoot anywhere on the floor, so.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of those things. I don't think we want to track meet. I mean, I think up until this point, you know, we're 12 games into it. I think we're kind of figuring out who we are. You know, 12 games is a pretty good sample size of that. And I think we're a really good lockdown defensive team. I think we that's how we're going to win games. I know Coach has said this a lot this year. You know, our wins are going to be ugly. And
but, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I think from that regard, and so I think if we get in a track meet with them, I think we're in trouble.
Yeah, 100% would agree with that.
Looking at some scores last night from the MAC, Coldwater beat New Knoxville 58-26. Parkway over Minster. I think that's kind of a shocking one to me.
Yeah, very much.
48-45. St. John's, who is 8-1, currently 2-0 in the MAC, beat New Bremen 60-53. Again, Versailles beat us last night 45-31. St. Henry over Marion. Again, that's their second victory for St. Henry over Marion in 1 week span, with 63-54.
Yeah, definitely would have thought that last one, you know. You know how it is. You lose to a team the first time. A lot of times, teams will come back out, change up their strategy. More times than not, usually the other team pulls out with a win. So definitely shocking on that Marion St. Henry game.
Well, and especially, I mean, I know size isn't the only thing in basketball. I mean, you can, you know, take that away with, you know, guard play and stuff. But, you know, I think Marion's, you know, two bigs are really good. So for them to get beat twice by St. Henry is a little shocking. Not that St. Henry's not a good team. I like St. Henry's team, but
yeah,
I just thought Marion would be, I guess, better of that matchup. So
yeah, I would agree.
All right, we're about 35 seconds away here from the start of the game on the Wayne IGA pregame show. So let's take some break, pay some bills, and we'll be back for the starting lineups.
Stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, again, we're back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse as the 5-1 Bakken Trojans come into town and take on our 4-7 Fort Recovery Indians. And, Jordan, you want to go through the starting lineups for Bakken?
Yeah, absolutely. So they've got number one, Colin Dosek, 5'10 junior. Number two, Ryland Paul, 5'11 senior. Russell Lenhart, number 14, a 6'4 junior. Noah Topp, number 23, a 6'1 junior. And Jordan Herzog, number 24, a 6'4 senior. So,
and looking at those starters, Dosik, as you had said earlier, averages 18. Paul averages 12. They have Meyer comes off the bench as their third leading scorer with 8.
Yeah.
Herzog also averages 8, and then Linhart and Top also average in that 6 range. So. Very well balanced, and a lot of players that can score for them.
Yeah,
so, especially when you look at our starting lineup, and we got our top three guys are at 7. You know, they have three guys that are all higher than any one guy we have. So
that's crazy.
And the great thing about tonight is on a Saturday night is this is the packed, most crowded, packed place that I've seen the Fortside Fieldhouse all year, and this might be a good energy booster for us.
Yeah, you know, I think we should have cheer night every night.
Yeah, we got the little cheerleaders in the house tonight, and performing at halftime, and the place is definitely packed, and you can see on NFHS with the radio TV. Down to our right and the right of our players where they're announcing the starting lineup. They got the little kids out there taking up the whole entire length of the floor. And, you know, when we were here coaching, you know, I was coaching the boys, it was like that almost every night felt like. And it was packed. And, you know, COVID kind of ruined that a little bit in sports atmosphere. And hopefully we can kind of get that back and get some crowds back again and provide that energy and you know, just kind of bring that excitement, not just for the kids, but it's for future kids to play. Because if you want to be good, you got to watch the game.
Oh, you do.
And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, maybe our kids aren't as good as maybe what they had been. They have access to all this stuff. Is because, and this is my rant, old man, you know, yelling at the cloud thing, but they just don't come to games anymore. They don't come and watch, and they don't learn. You know, for example, when we came home today, we went and watched Olivia play, and on the way home, Stella and I, she went and watched, and I said, hey, tell me three things you learned today. And so, you know, we had that kind of conversation. I just think that's lacking here. And so,
yeah,
hopefully the kids can, you know, get back in here and watch and learn and get that love and passion back, and we can get, you know, fired up here again. So.
I agree. I like that old man rant. All right, here for the tip-off, we got Rex Leverett and number 24, Jordan Herzog. And Herzog gets the tip here on the team cover tip-off.
There we go. And our first quarter sponsor is Kalt Pharmacy tonight. Bachman's is going left to right on your radio dial. Indians are in the matchup zone and quickly up. Three, no good, but offensive rebound. Well, first of all, I will say, Botkins has some great hair game going on there. JV had some 70s and 80s hair. The varsity guys have some great hair, too. If they play as well as their hair. I'm not knocking it because I don't like long hair, but my goodness, they look good doing it. Nice block there by Rex Leverett. Good drive in there for Paul. Gets blocked by Rex. Indians are coming down with Troy Holman. Senior walking it up, getting this organized, looking for a backdoor cut. Briggs Overman has the ball up top. Knocked away. Troy is going to reset us here. Goes over to Reese Guggenbill on the left-hand side, our leading three-point shooter on the year. Up to Rex Lorette, thought about a three, over to Troy Holman. Nice drive by Troy Holman, stops and pops and hits it. Gets us our first points of the game for Troy Holman. Much-needed basket here for the Indians. Quickly down on the other end, air ball for Botkins, but lands in the precarious bounce to Paul for a quick back shot up inside for his 2 points. Back up there for Braylon Paul. Little trap coming. Indians break out. Holman with another 15-footer. No good. Crashes his rebound. Goes up strong. Loses it. Botkins in transition. 4-on-2.
Top.
Nice block by Briggs Overman right there. The Indians ball underneath. Exactly what we thought, Jordan. Fast-paced game.
Yeah, very much. You know, it doesn't take them long to get down the floor, for sure. 1-2 passes and it's down there.
You know, I was thinking Dosik is averaging 18 points. I thought he'd be a little bigger than what he is. Not that he's a small kid by any means, but, you know, he's about 5'10", 5'11", or so in there. Run and jump here by Botkins. One thing we did right there, Jordan, is we kept the ball in the middle of the floor, so we had options on both sides versus getting to the side.
Yeah.
That was one thing our JV was struggling with. They was getting to the side too much, and that's easy to trap. Helps when you got Troy Holman out there, who's a good senior point guard and kind of taking some ownership and leadership of that thing.
Yeah.
Early here in the game, it's 2-2.
Ooh.
Missed Briggs coming off of that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Gavin over to Troy on the right wing. Looking for Reese coming off of that cut. Yep.
We're not keeping our eyes up.
Yeah, being patient. This may be part of our plan of slowing the game down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Briggs Overman drives in there, loses the ball. Quickly down his Dosik and misses it. Offensive rebound. Skip over to Paul. Paul back to Dosik. That's one we got to find. No good on that one. Good box out inside by Rex and Troy. But Rex gets the rebound.
Game of possessions. That's what we want.
Yeah. That's what I say. I think, you know, we miss those cutters. We miss those guys. But I think maybe that's part of our plan right here, is to slow this thing down like that. Guggenbill has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Fowler. Fowler drives into the paint. Possibly foul. Gets blocked. Gets the ball back. Gets blocked again.
Herzog pushing the ball up the floor. Over to Dosik. Dosik looks over to top. Top for three on the wing. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound.
That's
got
to
be out on Herzog.
Yeah, it's a foul on him slapping.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So that will be his first. Botkins first. Alex Dews checks in, replaces Briggs Overman.
Botkins coming out in their
man-to-man run and jump.
Yep.
As I say, if you practice against this or practice it, it's really good for you on defense, but
yeah.
Hard to play against. broke that right there that time, because what it does is they're just trying to mentally wear you down as the game progresses. Guggenbiller has the ball on the left-hand side up to Holman. Back to Guggenbiller on the left-hand side, over to Alex Orex for a three at the top of the key. Way short on that one. Rex, I think, was trying to get a foul call on that, but didn't get one. Gavin Fowler and Reese Guggenbiller check out. And Gavin Evers and Eli Leonard check in. Dosik swings the ball over to J.J. Meyer, who checked in, and that's one of the younger brothers of the Myers clan that have been there for the last, I think, 15 years, it feels like. And their dad was a longtime coach over there, Brett Meyer, for Botkins. Super Dosik guy.
Attacks short corner. Up for jumper, no good. Rebound by Leonard. Leonard kicks out to Paul. No good on the three. Rebound by Gavin Evers.
We dodged a few bullets there from some wide open threes there, Jordan.
I know. Was that, did they have four attempts?
Yeah. Got lucky.
Troy Holman rotates the ball to Alex Deuce. Deuce back up to Lever up.
Rex is kind of holding the ball again, slowing it down, waiting for Troy to come up.
We might have a 2-2 first quarter score.
3:30 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Rex dribbles over to Briggs Overman, or excuse me, Eli Leonard. Eli short on the three. Paul with the rebound, pushing in transition. Hands over to Linhart. Linhart loses it, recovers it, back up to Paul, swings it over to Meyer. Meyer thought about a three. Gets it into Herzog. Back up to Dosik right now. Botkins being patient on offense, which I'm not sure if you'll see this a lot throughout the game.
Yeah.
A little crowd up there. Dosik. Elementary students are yelling defense. Yeah. Foul on Alex Dews. Those kids bring the energy and the passion, that's for sure.
And, you know, Dosik as a junior, he's a good-looking ball player. You know, every time he's at the top of the key, he's locked and ready to catch and shoot. And kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, definitely a shooter's mentality, you can tell.
Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, check out of the game.
Herzog has it, over to Dosik. Skips it over to Meyer, nice ball movement. Misses that three. Foul on Gavin Fowler. Should be after the shot, right?
Yeah, I think they called it on the side.
Yep.
And I believe they had the offensive rebound, so probably not a bad foul.
Yeah. And that's one of those, you can't fault Gavin because he's just trying to box out. Three for Meyer, offensive rebound for Herzog. Collision on the floor, but Bakken gets it. Dosik for three. No good. Good hustle play by Fuller. Nice pass inside, and Paul gets fouled from pass from J.J. Meyer. Right now, Bakken's just kind of outworking us on the offensive glass. Yeah.
And I think they're 0 for 8 from 3 right now.
Yeah.
Every bit of them.
They've had a lot. I mean, they live by that three-point shot. So we're missing a lot of opportunities here. They are, and we're getting lucky on these, to be honest.
Paul up for the first free throw. No good. Off the front of the rim.
All brother free throw line. Two again. 2:34 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard.
Second one's no good. Rebound there by Gavin Evers.
All right, now maybe they're feeling the Saturday blues from the Anna game last night.
I think you might be right.
Briggs has the ball up top. Closely guarded. Pull-up jumper, no good. Herzog with the rebound.
Big guy bringing up the floor.
Yeah, this helps your offense if he can outlet and just push himself.
Yeah.
Throws over to Linhart. Back over to Meyer. Up to Dosik. Back to Meyer.
I don't like that we're giving so much space at the top.
Paul over, and you're going to get a turnover.
That's the best turnover right there. You can't beat that. Unforced.
Yep. Guggenbiller in, Holman in, and Diller in, replacing Leonard's, Dews, and Evers. So we got Holman, Guggenbiller, Overman, Fowler, and Diller on the floor for the Tribe. Just under 2 minutes to go. Overman has the ball on the right-hand side.
You know, I laugh when I say this, but let's take the last possession. I shouldn't say that. Oh, boy. Troy Holman with the ball up at the wing. Up to Mason Diller. Diller over to Briggs Overman. Tries to find Gavin Fowler. Nothing there. Kicks out to Reese
we're getting good movement tonight, and player movement, ball movement, which is something that I know Coach with this new offense is really stressed, and I think it's definitely helping with this. We just got to be able to get some looks we like and take them when we want them here. Guggenbiller has the ball on the left-hand side, dribbles back up top. You know, if you're watching this game, this is where some of the people are like, this is why we need a shot clock.
Yep, yep.
But, you know, the part of it is it takes away strategy from coaches sometimes a little bit, too, of what they think the strengths and, you know, weaknesses are of the opponent. So,
yeah, I would agree.
Pollard gets it over to Holman. Pull-up jumper.
Got it.
Friendly roll for Troy Holman. He's got all 4 points. 4-2 Indians lead. They jump in their 3-2 defense here.
45 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Bakken skip pass over to Paul for three. And that Diller fouled him on a push.
We try to block too many threes. I don't know why we don't.
I was watching that one. And I don't know if you can see it on NFHS or not. But he landed and Dylan or Mason just kind of gave him a little bit of a shove.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing most officials is watching, one job of the official is to watch the shooter. You know, the four other guys, you know, you got two officials watching four guys, so you're 50-50 chance they're going to watch something you're doing. The shooter is definitely the guy they're watching.
Yeah.
And so that's a guy you almost can't really box him out. You got to be really careful with that. So Paul does hit the first one. Giving him all three of the night. Misses the second.
That's
his
third miss.
Yeah. Troy Holman has all four for the Indians, and Ryland Paul has all three for the Trojans. 39.2 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Third free throw is up and good. Again, giving him four. 4-4. Press comes here for the Trojans. Get it in Troy Holman. Over to Mason Diller. Throw it back to Troy. Clear it out. Walking across. I'm assuming we're going to take one shot here. Guggenbiller has it on the left-hand side. Three. No good. Bakken's with.
10 seconds.
Yeah, with the push. Over to Dosik. Over to Linhart, over to Meyer. Dribbles to the left-hand side to Paul. Meyer's going to let that go. In and out. Scrum goes. Going to be a foul on Bakken's.
0.9 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Hey, what do they say? You got to win the quarter, right?
Yeah. Well, at least don't lose it. We'll take a tie right now. 4.9 seconds. Reese is going to trigger that thing in. Just throws it to Troy and let the time expires. So at the end of one, 4-4, your synopsis on that one, Jordan.
You know what? Great defense this quarter, obviously. Does kind of scare me a little bit. You know, Boston's getting a lot of threes up right now. I bet they're 0-10. So hopefully we can have some better closeouts maybe and maybe get a few more buckets up. What do you think there, Brian?
Yeah, if I was a gambling man, I'm saying they're not going to miss those all night. Here's some words from Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Calp of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Calp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Calp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And the Indians get the ball to start the second quarter. Second quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical, and you just heard words from Chad Fowler there. Troy Holman has the ball on the left-hand side. We've got a ball screen from Rex Leverett. We got to switch if we could go and attack Dosik inside with Rex. That's a matchup we like. Ah, they switch back. Good defense there by the Trojans. Right now we're running our side ball screen offense. Back right over to Briggs. Backdoor runner, no good. Going to go off of Dosik's hands, and it's going to be Indian's ball.
I'd definitely like to attack. You know, Briggs can just compose himself. I'd rather see a little bit better jump shot.
Yeah, I mean, if just a runner, it'd been nice if he could stop, got on balance off of 2 feet, and be a little more under control with that. I love that runner. I just didn't think that was the place for it. But
yeah,
I agree for sure. He has to be aggressive because he's pretty good at that move right there.
Ooh,
he got fouled on that in the no call. Short.
Good
shot was short for Briggs, and a good hustle by Mason Diller. Ball will be staying here on this end with the Indians in front of our student section.
Get Mason going a little bit.
Troy triggers it up to Rex.
Kick. They're on her zone.
They had that play scouted. I heard their coach yell back door right away as soon as we caught it.
Their head coach, Phil Groves, what has he been there for?
No, he's been there just two or three years because when they went
to
state, the guy that was there went to LCC.
That's right.
He took the LCC job. So.
I knew he was fairly new. I can't remember how long ago.
I don't remember where he came from, but I think it was one of the Lima schools, but I could be wrong. Maybe Lima. No, the guy that was there, another guy was there for like a year and went to Bath. Three for Alex Dews, no good. Good hold, rebound for Troy Holman, gets blocked. Love the effort by Troy Holman.
You know, a couple offensive rebounds, you know, starting to turn the momentum here for the Indians.
He just went up and got that. It's his determination that he has as that senior. Triggers it into Rex. Get out of that corner.
Yeah, I thought he was going to make that pass. I thought, oh, boy.
Coach yells, get out of the corner. That's why you don't want. Ooh.
Got bailed out there.
Hey, we definitely got bailed out of the corner on that one.
And that is Herzog
second.
Yeah. And now they are putting in one of their JV players, number 42, Colton Plyman. And
Mason Diller and Briggs Overman check out. Gavin Evers and Eli Leonards check in. Kick ball, going to be Indians ball, retained.
And, you know, looking at their varsity roster, they have a lot of guys, you know, play both ways.
Yeah.
That was how I was looking out before. They only had seven or eight guys out there just on varsity, so.
And a lot of juniors kind of down as well, so.
Rex Leverett attacks the rim, no good off the front of the rim. Botkins pushing the ball hard, kicks out to Meyer, nothing there. Over to Dosek, over to Paul. Paul in the corner to Plyman.
The Plyman is a younger brother of the Plyman brothers that have been really good for Botkins. That's the third one. Remember, they had two older brothers that were on the state team.
The twin? Yeah. Well, I guess they were twins.
They're year apart. This is the baby brother of the group, so. Meyer has the ball. Good ball movement by Botkins. Leaves Dosik unguarded.
And there's his first three.
And that's a shot that we said they've been missing, and he's able to hit that one. Good ball movement by the Trojans.
Brings the score to 7-4.
Just under 2 minutes. 2 minutes gone in this Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Leverett has the ball up top. That's when he needs to look at the rim, even though he missed a shot earlier on. He still got to look at the rim there because he can hit that. Alex Dews has the ball on the right hand side. Drives and spins. Almost lost it. Good step through move. No good. Good box out there by Plyman over the back on Evers. Even though there's no such thing as over the back, just pushing the back by Gavin.
Top comes in for Lenhart.
So we got Leverett, Evers, Holman, Leonards, and Dews on the floor for the Indians. We got Dosik and Paul and Meyer and Plyman and Len. Nope, 23 checked in.
Top
is there for the Trojans. Meyer has the ball. Looking at that short corner to Plyman. Nothing there. Over to Dosik. Back to Paul. Get it to Meyer. Top has it. Kick out to Meyer. Good penetration in the middle. Back up. Good thing with Herzog out of the game. I don't know if we have to be quite as concerned with Plyman on that short corner as we did with Herzog earlier.
I would agree.
So I think that helps us by staying on these guards a little bit more. Don't lose them. Turnover on Botkins. Got lucky on that one. Yeah. We lost him on that cut.
Dosek went to the bottom side block and
because then we chased that guy because we're kind of doubling and we were caught in rotating of matching up since it's a matchup zone and we didn't get bumped off quick enough and we had two guys on the backside wide open. Good gamble there for Dosek. Good officiating right there, actually.
Yeah.
Steinbrenner couldn't quite see who had the ball, so he checked with Nurse across the floor and had a better angle with it. He says, we'll stay here with the Indians' ball. Coach Groves does not agree with it. Yeah. We've all been there, Coach.
Yeah.
Eli has the ball up top, guarded by Meyer.
Oh.
That's a costly turnover because it's unforced.
One of those unforced turnovers we're talking about.
Over
this time against the Indians.
Ross Wendell setting over there. Has had a few threes in his time as a player. He was probably a little older than you, wasn't he?
Yep.
He was on our state team. Meyer thought about a three back up to Dosek. Over to Paul. Botkins is getting some movement. This is where we lose him right here on that shift. Gavin did a good job of cutting down on Paul. Yep, Top has the ball in there. Over to Meyer. Good deflection by Eli Leonard. Back to Meyer. Short corner to Wyman. Yep, got to find him. Going to be foul on either Reese Guggenbiller or Gavin Faller. Going to be on Reese. Right now, the Trojans are getting great ball movement against our matchup there, Jordan.
Yeah. We're struggling rebound out of it, too.
Yeah. Just because there's so much movement. Meyer gets lost for three. Coach Leverett's not happy with that one. Takes a full timeout. You can't lose one of their best shooters, especially on a dead ball situation.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a timeout, and we'll be back. 10-4, Trojans lead.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
The Fort Recovery Sons of the American Legion will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, February 11th. You can get your tickets from any Sons member, and they're only $10 each. Serving will be from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can eat your dinners at the Legion or take them home. For tickets, you can call 419-852-6916 or 419-852-0316 or look up one of the Sons of the Legion members and get your tickets now for their annual barbecue chicken dinner coming up on Sunday, February 11th at the Legion with serving from 4 to 6 p.m.
And we're back. Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard sees the Indians down by 6 here, 10-4 with just under 4 minutes to go. And here comes the run and jump. Indians do a great job. Gets the ball from Troy Holman to Briggs. And Briggs on the backside to Gavin Faller. Just get it blocked.
Hoping to get a shooting foul there.
Indians have the ball underneath. And as we were saying off air, we need a bucket in the worst way right now.
Yeah, we do.
We're doing a good job of holding them to 10 points, but we got to be able to score.
Trying to get that flex action there off the inbounds.
Getting Reese running from the baseline over here. Nothing there. Swings it from Troy to Briggs on the left-hand side now. We're back in our offense.
Ooh, I like that matchup. Gavin Faller against Kleiman on the outside.
Yeah.
Get a dribble on him.
Rex just got jammed up inside. No call on that, though.
Ball over
Paul
to Paul.
Paul has it, yep.
Ball back up to Meyer. Meyer over to Paul on the wing. Nothing there. Dribble weave here over to Dosek. Dosek looks for the jumper. Nothing. Skip pass over the top. Back to Paul. Over to the corner to Dosek for three. Got it. Gives Dosek. That'd be six for him.
Some of those threes we said were missing and short in the first quarter. They're now finding the ranges. They've hit three threes this quarter.
I bet their shot attempts right now triple R's.
Yeah. Going to be a foul called on that Leonard Top. Foul called on Noah Top. Only the second foul on the Trojans, so the ball will still be underneath.
And for those Indian faithful, tomorrow, the 5th and 6th grade will be playing here at the high school.
All right. 5th, 6th grade boys.
Yep, yep.
Our 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade girls played at Parkway today, the whole entire youth program. So
awesome.
It's great that Coach Deitch was up there watching them and was able to speak to all the girls after each of them played, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how you build a program.
Yeah,
so
that's right. That's
kudos
right.
to Coach Deitch for going up there and doing that. Holding call on the Trojans there will be their 3rd. So the Indians retain the ball still underneath. Who coaches our 5th and 6th grade boys?
I believe it's Ryan Lamb.
Turnover there by Rex Leverett, and Dosik goes in.
Oh,
that's
a little scuffle here between Dosik.
Yeah, that's one of those that Rex was just trying to chase down block and just ran into him, accidental, and Dosik took a little offense to it, which don't blame him there, but I'd say that's a no play. Just let him go on.
Yeah. They call it a push foul.
Yep. After the play?
After the play.
I respect that. I'm okay with that.
I'll take the intentional, though. I want the shots, man.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. But
I would agree, though. That's not a – I would agree, unfortunately.
I mean, I thought from an officiating standpoint – I'm not trying to be a homer here. From the officiating standpoint, I thought that was a pretty good decision.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree.
Holman has the ball for the Indians. Push off there.
Kind of thought they were going to call it on Troy, honestly.
Yeah, me too. That should be a 5th. That's the defensive foul. That's 5. Yep, we're shooting.
Yep, we will be shooting.
The Bakken's crowd, who's right in front of us, is not very happy with the officiating right here. Neither is Coach Groves. But
Troy Holman will be going to the line.
I guess, you know, I was thinking it could be a push-off, but at the same time, you're not pushing off unless they're on you.
Exactly.
So you call the first one, the second one doesn't happen. So Troy Holman steps up to the free throw line, the Hall Brothers free throw line, and misses that one.
And I didn't see him jump up on that pressure on him, so. Herzog checking in.
Maybe that was my problem. I had our scorers card underneath Bakken, so that way couldn't score.
Is
yeah,
that right?
So I couldn't mark it down. So I'll put that on top so I can mark it down. Man. Missed there by Troy. 2:20 to go. Bakkens gets up at 3 from Meyer. No good. Rebound for top. Swings the ball over to Meyer. Dribbles, drags right behind on Dosik. Skip pass over to Herzog.
Too comfortable.
Good 3 right there from them. Great ball movement. You get it because of the ball movement.
You do.
Ball, you know, if you're a younger kids watching, you get an open 3, not because you just stand there, because you attack the basket, which they're doing, and then you swing the ball. Great job by Bakkens. Alex Dews drives baseline. Yep, offensive foul on Alex Dews. Third team foul for the Indians and first one for Alex. But I like his aggressiveness, though.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
Bring the ball up floor. Indians drop back in their 3-2. Meyer with corner 3. No good. Rebound by Rex Leverett.
I know they're not going to hit every 3, but the open ones you expect them to hit.
Yeah.
And right now they're getting some open ones. Minute 20 to go. It's 18-4 in the Fall of Mechanical scoreboard, and we have not scored this quarter.
That's tough. We need a bucket.
They are currently right now on a 14-0 run this quarter. Troy Holman has the ball spinning. 15-footer. Good. Troy Holman right now has all 6 of our Indian points. Meyer has the ball over to Dosik up top.
Great look there for Troy, too.
Yep.
Great shot.
Herzog has it. Swings it up to Dosik. Dosik drives, gets caught, and turnover.
Of course.
We'll take it.
Indians.
Right now, Trojans are playing a little offense and defense here with Herzog and Plyman. Briggs comes in and does the same thing for the Indians and takes out Gavin Fowler. Guggenbiller triggering the ball into Holman. 40 seconds to go, 18-6. Reach in right there, they don't call. Dosik steals the ball. Over the top.
That's a charge.
Oh,
got it.
I thought they were going to call blocking just because Troy was underneath the rim on that.
That's what I thought too, but then I thought,
but we'll definitely take it. Offensive charge call.
I'm trying to be optimistic here, Brian.
Charge on Noah Top.
We could only get some points for a charge.
Yeah, we'd have a few more right now.
Come on,
Troy
boys.
Bringing the ball up. There's another reach in. Got to call those. Yeah. Those are obvious reach-ins. I mean, no wonder you steal the ball when you can reach across like that.
Ah.
Still right there on Meyer against Rex Leverett.
Kind of a frustration foul.
Yes,
right
it
there.
Is. 13.7. One thing I noticed here, I like as a player, not Plyman. As soon as they got the ball, he comes over to the bench and looks up and goes, "Hey, you're in for me." Like, he knows I'm not supposed to be in for offense. I'm a defensive guy, which is a good team player.
Yeah.
He knows that. Herzog needs to be in there.
Offensive
you like
defense.
To see that from the young man. Dosik has the ball, picks up his dribble in a bad spot for the Trojans, good spot for the Indians. Thought about three, over to Meyer. Meyer lets it go. No good. Rebound for Dosik. Throws up a shot. Leverett with the rebound. Throws up the heave. No good. Well, not a lot of offense to talk about for the Indians in that quarter. We scored 2 points on a jumper by Troy Holman.
And Balkan's 14.
And they give up 14. So at the end of two completed, the Indians are trailing right now. The Balkan's Trojans 18-6.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Let's do some rundown of the scoring here. The end of the first quarter, we thought we had ourselves a real good game. It was 4-4, and second quarter happened, unfortunately, for the Indians because the wheels fell off for us as we scored 2 points in that quarter, and Bakken scored 14.
Wow.
And now at halftime, we are trailing them 18-6. Defensively, as you said off air, we're doing a great job defensively. I mean, they got 50. Last night, 62, 63, 70, 63, 76. So 50 is their lowest scoring output of the season, and that was last night. Right now, we held them to 18. You know, we're on pace to 36 points
That's
defensively.
Great.
which is really good.
Especially against the Bakken team.
Right. Unfortunately, we got 6 points right now. And, you know, we averaged 39, and, you know, that's just been a downfall for us, is just our ability to be able to score. So we got to find a way to put the ball in the hoop. But we, if you're on NFHS and you're watching, you see our little cheerleaders out here right now. And I happen to look up, and it reminds me off of Daddy's Home too. You know, when they start the show off and everyone says, you know, they're doing the play and they're like, hey, you can put away your phones. We got photography here, professionals, because every parent is up there with their phone out recording their little daughter out there right now going through cheer, which is really cool for them.
That is awesome. Not only that, it brings a ton of fans here.
It does bring a ton of fans. Yep. And a great atmosphere here today in the gym. JV action saw Botkins come over and put on our JV kids 49-36. At the end of one, it was 12-12.
Yeah.
Second quarter, we scored 4. They scored 16. So the second quarter has not been good to the Tribe tonight.
Yeah.
In JV action or varsity. They took a 28-16 lead at half. Third quarter, we outscored them 12-9, cut in that lead of 37-28. And then the fourth quarter, they outscored us 12-8 to win by 13, 49-36. League scores for the Indians was Brody Bargy had himself a nice game tonight with 9 points for the freshman. Luke Lochtefell with 6. Breaker Judy with 5. Reese LaFever with 6. Hayden Seifring with 4. Doug Benn with 3. Reed Albers with 1. And Tyler Wendell with 2 for the JV coach Darian Shepherd team. And looking at the scores for the varsity game, it's not too hard to add up the scores here for the Indians, as Troy Holman has all 6 points for the Indians. And Troy's had himself a nice game shooting the ball from the field, being aggressive and taking good shots. Unfortunately, we just haven't had anyone else score yet.
Yeah, 100% agree. But yeah.
And for Botkins right now, they have, again, multiple guys. Dosik is averaging 18 on the year. He has 6 right now. His hit, 2 threes. Paul has averaging 12 on the season, and right now he has 4 points. Meyer has only 1 3 on the day, and he's averaging 8. And Herzog is averaging 8 on the campaign as well, and he has 1 3. And like I said, we've gotten really lucky, because those guys have had a lot of wide open threes that have just been in and out, and I expect those guys to hit some of those.
Yeah, kind of like we were talking before. I mean, if you would agree, I bet, you know, I think they have, shot attempt-wise, they're probably triple to what we have. So
I mean, just looking at the numbers, Dosik has hit 19 threes on the season. Paul's hit 13. Myers hit 10. Topps hit 8. Herzog has hit 20. And so, I mean, we have, I think, 2 guys at 10 and 11 for us, and Reese and Alex.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have 4 guys hit more threes than we have. And so, you know, they've kind of lived and died by that 3. And so I'm just a little shocked when they miss wide open threes like they have. So,
and, you know, they're only 6 games in the season. So, you know, guys like Dosek, he's averaging 3 makes.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that part. You know, we're at game 12.
Yeah.
They got half our games, and they already have 4 guys made more threes than what we have.
That's
which
crazy.
I think, you know, kind of solidifies a little bit of our struggles of us offensively.
And, you know, too, a lot of it, you know, if you're watching on NFHS, and between me and Brian, I mean, and not that our kids don't do this, but when they catch and shoot, I mean, they already know that they're shooting the ball.
Right.
Their confidence right now is out of this world. And, you know, if we can build on that a little bit and hopefully get to that point where we can be there, you know, I think we got a dangerous team. I mean, defensively, we're doing a great job. So, you know, hopefully we can make some changes. And
our defense can keep us in games. Our offense just has to be able to win us a game. And, you know, right now it's just not. So,
I know, would you ever said playing Botkins and first quarter score be 4-4?
Never.
That's crazy. Crazy.
I mean, maybe the old Botkins team, you know, but not these new Botkins kids. You know, when I first started coaching here with the boys, you know, they weren't very good. We dropped them because I went over there a couple times. I'm like, look, this is not helping us out at all.
Yeah.
We got to drop them. And, you know, this definitely has changed. Their culture and their program has changed, you know, over the last 15 years or so, where they're legit now. You know, they're a D4 powerhouse. And, you know, they legit have a chance to win make a run in regionals and districts and, you know, head down south. So,
you know, and it comes too with the family generations, you know, the Blyman, the Meyer kid, even the Paul kid. I know he has a brother that's a sophomore. I think he put up 16 or 18 in the JV game. So when you get family names like that where they extend into your program, I mean, it makes a world of difference for you.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be back to start of the third quarter.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, again, it's going to be Botkin's ball to start the third quarter. We were talking a little bit off air about, you said earlier, the fifth and sixth grade boys play up here. Do you have any time on those?
Yeah, they start at 11, and then the last game is at 2. So.
All right, so if you're not busy tomorrow, you can get up here and check out the fifth and sixth grade boys in Fort Recovery playing. Again, coaches you thought was Ryan Lamb. And
I believe Ryan Lamb, Ryan Braun, and I apologize. I know there's another coach. I'm horrible with that.
I remember seeing them there after youth stuff a little bit. But, again, the girls played over at Parkway today. And I know sixth grade coach is Matt and Mandy Wendell. Fifth grade over there is Johan Niekamp and Chad Guggenbiller. Fourth grade is Chris Guggenbiller. And third grade is Nick Bruns. So appreciate all those people volunteering their time to help out and coach that. So helps build the youth program, our programs with the youth. And hopefully builds our future Indians here, and we can have a product on the floor the community can be proud of. So turnover there by Botkins, and Indians get the ball. Rex Leverett has it on the left-hand side and gets a turnover quickly, and going to be a foul on Rex. Just lost control of the ball there. When you're struggling to score, it's not a way to start off a quarter right there.
Yeah. I feel like we struggle valuing some of our possessions. We just get too... feel like we have to do too much.
I just didn't think there was any place to go on that one. But good close out there by Gavin Fowler on Paul. Swings it to Meyer over to Dosick. Over to Paul on the left-hand side, looking at Herzog in the corner. Knocked out by Rex, so it's going to be Botkin's ball here.
And Meyer has the ball up top. Passes over to Dosick on the wing. Rotates over to Paul. Paul shoots the wing three. No good. Off the top of the backboard. So it'll be Indian ball. And, you know, what kind of changes do you think Coach Leverett makes?
Defensively, none.
Yeah.
Offensively, I mean, you can't put in a new offense.
No.
halftime. Good save by Troy Holman over to Reese Guggenbiller. You just got to be able to hit shots.
Yeah.
And he gets fouled right there on the shot. He was complaining about that. That's an obvious call.
Or get shots, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's frustrating for the coach. It's frustrating for the players, I'm sure. You know, he switched the offense up already. You just got to be able to hit shots. Yeah. And right now we're not. And Briggs steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and does hit that one. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, Kobe Bryant had said at one point in time, like, no person can ever take away my confidence, nor can they ever give me confidence. Briggs hits the second one because he's like, the confidence I have is from me knowing I put in all the work.
Yeah.
And if I put in all that work, there's no one that can take that confidence away from me. No coach, no the player, nothing. Briggs hits all three. Good job
awesome.
By him.
crowd kind of gives a little mock cheer.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think that's part of it is we got to, I guess, maybe ask ourselves, did we put in the work to have that confidence? Because we don't have the confidence. That's on us.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for a coach. Good ball movement here by Trojans.
Wow.
3 no good. Going to be out of bounds on Bakhtin's going to be in as well. But just to finish that thought, there's no coach that can give you confidence and say, hey, or take that away if you put in the work. I mean, so.
And full court pressure here. Still dribble, Troy.
Yeah, it was just a loose ball. They knocked it away.
I think he kind of thought he lost the ball and lost his dribble. So.
Let's recap here a little bit in front of you there, if you wouldn't mind. Let's go through our schedule for the week.
Yeah. So Tuesday, the girls will be hosting Ansonia. That'll be simulcast with WPGW. That'll have their audio with the NFHS. On Thursday, the girls will host Delta St. John's, also simulcast of WPGW. You can also view that on NFHS as well. And then Friday, the boys will be at Delta St. John's, where we will be broadcasting that with FR Radio. They have no NFHS over there, so it will just be on FR Radio. And that'll be over there at the Vatican. So definitely going to be a tough game. Right now, Delphus is undefeated in the MAC.
2-0 in the MAC and 8-1 overall.
8-1 overall. Do you know who their loss was to?
I do not.
I do not either.
I do know that Tony Rogers had him as an officiating crew, and I talked to him the other day, and he said, they're all right, you know. They lost some key players off the team last year. Obviously, the Eller kid is really good.
But yeah.
Home run pass from Reese Guggenbiller to Troy Holman here. Troy drives in, splits the defense.
Ooh. Oh.
I totally disagree with that call. I was asked my opinion about it, but totally disagree with that call.
Yeah, I do too.
I thought Troy just made a spin move there.
Maybe Nurse will give us one back.
Yeah.
Nice move. Good shot, too.
Absolutely. Troy's first foul. Dosik has the ball on the right-hand side, over to Paul on the left. Back to Dosik, and he's shot ready, as you said. Drills that one. Again, shot ready because he's a shooter, and he's unguarded there. Leverett has the ball against the press. Pull-up jumper, no good. Gavin Fowler with the rebound. Take it right back up, Gavin. Foul.
And, you know, right now, I think you'd have to agree that we're getting a lot better looks at the rim right now.
Yeah. The one thing that I watched in the JV game, and we were talking at our house before we left, is once we break that pressure, we got to make sure we're not going as hard as we can to the sideline to beat it, because they're coming from behind the trap, and when you do, they're going to bury you in the corner. So Fowler steps up and hits the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him 1 point tonight. But that's where they want you to go hard down the sideline, because then they can come in from behind and trap you, and then, you know, they're rotating and taking away the obvious pass. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just got to make sure we break that pressure under control. Gavin hits the second one. Or don't go down the sideline. Get in the middle of the floor. 21-11 here. Indians are trailing in the K&L third quarter scoreboard. Dosik has the ball on the right-hand side, over to Paul. They're so used to swinging that ball up top, he bowed through it to nobody.
Yeah, I know.
That is a very good ball fake.
You know, they move the ball so fast that I'm thinking we can jump one of these things and run away with an easy layup.
You know, they do a great job of ball move. As soon as that thing comes to you, if they're not shot ready, it's a swing. They're not holding it and waiting.
You're right.
Meyer, over to Meyer, uncontested. Got lucky
off
there.
The rim, Reese Guggenbiller with the rebound. Troy Holman pushing up the floor hard. Trying to find Gavin Fowler, nothing there. Troy spins. Kick out to Reese Guggenbiller off the front of the rim. Rex Leverett, the offensive rebound, goes up, gets fouled.
Good hustle there by Rex. That's the way to get yourself a chance to score, is go hit the offensive glass. Rex will be going to the Hall Brother free throw line. Happen to look over and see JJ's brother sitting over there in the front row across from us. I can tell because of the red curly hair.
Yeah.
And knowing that he's sitting there with Reese Rogers,
he was a pretty good ball player.
Did he
Did he end up going anywhere and play?
No, I don't think so. Rex missed the first one, hits the second, giving him his first points of the night. Our second leading scorer of the night, having a quiet night right here. We need him to step up, be a little loud. Yep, 21-12, 5.5 to go.
Dosik with the ball. He started at top in the corner. Dosik looked for another wing three.
My goodness, was he wide open.
Wasn't he? I'm shocked he didn't have to pull that.
I think he's so used to just reversing right away. My goodness, was he wide open.
I think it's in their head a little bit about how many they have missed so far because they've had so many attempts. I know one thing, though, when Meyer's in there, he don't flinch at all.
No, he's jacking. He's got no conscience. As I heard the other day, Caitlin Clark said she never remembers her last miss.
That's great. You know? I love that. You got to get that on a shirt.
Inside.
Number 34. Yeah, we got a new one there. Flora.
First time I think he's been in tonight.
Grant Flora.
Dozick lets that one go. Buries it. Again, he ain't turning those down. 4 threes on the night for him, giving him 14. Missed one there somewhere.
Nice buck there by Rex Leverett. Dosick pushing hard over the ball on the wing. Oh, he's going to pull up deep. Dosick surveys.
I hit 4 in a row. I might, too. Yeah. 4 in the game.
Heat check here.
Good ball movement over right over top. Here. Flora.
Top for he 3 in it. The corner.
Noah Top hits that. He has 8 threes on the year. That's his 9th. Rex throws it in there to Gavin. Gavin goes up. Nice job, Indians, for breaking that pressure. Giving him 4 on the night.
We're getting some good buckets here. Now we got to get our defense back in the shape.
27-16, halfway through the K&L third quarter scoreboard. Dosick has the ball over to Paul, over to Top. Good ball movement here. Let's get past the Top. Looking for Flora inside. Skip back with Dosick over to Paul. Open 3. Hits that one. Gives Paul 7 on the night. Here comes the run and jump. Good break by Briggs over to Rex. Get it inside. Go to town there, Briggs. Spin. No good. Missed shot. Dosick pushes in. Going to be a foul.
That'll be on Alex Deuce.
Host of Indians coming in. Holman, Leonards, and Evers replacing Overman, Father, and Guggenbiller. So we got Deuce, Evers, Leonards, Leverett, and Holman on the floor for the Tribe. Ball is up there by Flora. Looking for Dosick coming off the baseline screen. Nice drive in there. Gets
nice
blocked
by
Leverett. Dosick said something to Rex. Rex just cut around and smiled at him.
Top checks the ball in.
Yeah, that was sent to the front row by Rex.
Yeah, it was.
Paul has the ball guarded by Eli Leonards on the left-hand side. 3 minutes to go, 30-16. Paul Duke gets a dribble handoff to Linhart. Paul gets the ball screen back from him. Dosick has the ball. Kicks over to Top, shuffled his feet.
Good call there by Nurse. Point lead here for the Trojans.
You see Troy Holman, he's got a little wrap on his hand. He has some blood coming down from his hand. He got a cut on. Alex Deuce has the ball on the left-hand side. And deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Indians ball still.
Indians trying to get organized here on the sideline out of bounds. Now to Alex Dew. Alex to Eli Leonards. Leonards up to Rex Leverett. Deep 3 from the top. Got it by Rex Leverett. Give Indians a little bit of momentum here, and it's going to be a timeout for the Trojans.
Cuts the lead to 11, 30-19. Good 3 by Rex. Let's take a break.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes. Any occasion, from football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families, we have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry, we have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And Botkins has the ball. Dosik has it on the right-hand side. Little stutter step, drive, spin, move. Looks for the step through. Kicks out the Paul on the left-hand side. Dosik thought about a three. Looking for some dribble penetration. Swings up the Paul. Nice drive. It's going to be a foul. Eli Leonard.
Very few two-point buckets for the Trojans.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sit here thinking that.
I got two marked down. Unless I miss one. Two free throws, two two-point buckets. The rest are all threes.
Is that eight threes? Yeah.
Yep.
Meyer's going to check back in here for the Trojans.
Paul steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and gets the roll. And Paul had all two free throws earlier, so that's his third free throw. He's the only one that's hit a free throw for the Trojans.
Yeah. Lenhart checks out of the game. Coach Metzger over there letting everybody know and stay off of 34.
Yeah.
He hasn't scored at all, has he?
And he's able to hit that one. You're guarding 34. You are the helper if you didn't hear that.
Troy Holman bring the ball down. No pressure.
That's always a good confidence booster for the player.
Yeah. If I'm 34, I'm like, I'm hitting a three right now.
Give me a heat check, Coach. Gavin Evers has the ball on the right-hand side. Take him, Gavin. Yeah. He's up on you. There you go.
Ooh. Got to recognize where you are, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, he was definitely up on him and definitely could go by him, but you just got to be able to power up.
Yeah.
Right move, just wrong decision on the shot.
You know, a lot of kids, too, they get excited. You get once you get around the guy, it's like, I got to hurry up and shoot, and they don't realize.
Yeah.
Take that extra dribble.
Yep. Power dribble right into the defender and get yourself squared.
Dosek over to Paul in the wing. High wing there. Dribble handoff to Meyer. Flora for a handoff to Dosek for three. Got it again.
And that is the problem if you're the helper too much in the paint. You got to either, one, fight through that screen, or you got to be there to hedge and guard, because otherwise Dosek is unguarded coming off of it.
Gives him 17 on the night.
Pull up for Holman, no good, and off the hands of Diller. And Flora did the right thing right there. Just go set a screen for your hot shooter and get him open.
Dosek pushing the ball hard. Attacks the paint. Nothing there. Kicks out to Paul. Paul back up to Meyer at the top of the key. Paul with the ball on the wing. Trying to serve that to Flores. In is their man. I apologize. They are back in there.
No, they're man.
Yeah, they are.
And uncontested three again.
Threw me off. Mason
that
Diller
is
sitting in the
top. They were switching. That's six threes for Dosek.
That's crazy.
He's got 20. And almost a turnover there by the Indians as Alex lost the ball, and Eli was able to pick it up. Going to be a foul on 33. Or maybe 23. 34. Missed one of the numbers there from Steinbrenner. It's 34, Grant Flora. His second foul.
29 seconds left here in the third quarter. K&L Tractor scoreboard.
Eli Leonard is able to cash in on the Hall Brothers free throw line, giving him his first points of the night.
Herzog checking in for Flora.
38 for Botkins and 24 for recovery. Eli steps up and hits his second one.
Reese Guggenbiller checking in for Eli Leonard. Last two ticks here on the clock for the third quarter. Meyer bringing the ball to the floor.
Over to Herzog. Back up to Dosek. Can't lose him. Travel. Got lucky there.
You know, you're talking about the hair. I don't like it. I'm not a hair guy. the 70s hair. It's not working for me.
Hey, it's working for them, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
It's funny how trends kind of come and go, doesn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. I tell you one thing, I'm definitely over the Fort Laramie mullet.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Neil and I were talking about that earlier. Waiting for the jump, and there it is. Good job by Reese Guggenbiller. Staying under control. 8 seconds. Briggs is driving in. They're going to be called a reach-in foul. No. And that might have been one that Coach Leverett worked and got right there by working Nurse on that call.
Bring us to the free throw line. Give us two shots here. 5.8 seconds left here in the third quarter.
But Reese did a nice job. He saw the jump coming, so he stopped, retreated, picked his dribble up, reversed it, stayed away from the sidelines where the extra guy used that as an extra defender for a trap. So Briggs is able to hit that one. All four of his points are on free throws tonight.
He's the
Indians' leading scorer, coming in with 8 a game right now, and he has half of those. So we need him to get going here for us.
Try to trim this lead to 15.
Steps up and hits both free throws on the Hallbrother free throw line, giving him 5, 38-23, 5.8 to go.
Just can't foul here. End of the quarter here. Dosett checking the ball in. There's it to Paul. Taken down from 5. Corner 3 for Herzog. Got it. Right as the clock expires here in the third quarter. Extends that lead back to 18. So the Trojans putting up 41 right here at the end of the third quarter, and the Indians with 23. And
hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we are back here to start the fourth quarter. Indians will be checking the ball in. But, you know, kind of like we were talking, you know, Bakken's putting up 41 points so far, and 30 of those points come off of threes.
Yeah.
They're Briggs Overman there with a good pull-up jumper, bringing our score to 25.
Almost at his average right there with 7 on the night. Good kick out there from Meyer to Herzog for 3, no good. Good box out by Troy Holman.
I think that's the only place he's allowed to shoot a 3. Troy taking it to the hole. He gets fouled by, I believe it was Dosek there.
Yeah.
He'll be shooting 2 here at the Fort Recovery Insurance. Oh, I guess I'm sorry. That's the Hull Brothers
free throw line. Free throw line.
Give it up to Fort Recovery Insurance for the fourth quarter scoreboard.
Yep. Which, looking at the scoreboard, we were talking too off air. K&L Tractors was good to us, as we scored 17 points in that quarter. We hit almost our season's average in a game in one quarter, half of it.
Not to be that Debbie Downer, but dang, Trojans put up 23.
Yeah, yeah. Troy hits the second of that one.
If we can play our defense and get our points, that's what we need in those quarters.
Play them both together. Unfortunately, our defense kind of went away in that quarter, giving up 23, but our offense was there, so we want to have a chance to win this. We got to be able to have both here clicking.
I agree, 100%.
41-26, 7 to go. Dosick has the ball on the left-hand side, guarded by Holman. Indians are man-to-man now. Dosick drives in there, spins and throws over to Paul, up to Meyer. Back to Paul on the left-hand side. Back over to Herzog in the corner. Drives in, stop. Nice step-through move. Good step move by Noah Top. Going to be a reach-in on Dosick.
Pretty impressive there by Herzog. Take it to the hole and
Good ball control by the big man for the Trojans.
It's a great move.
Troy Holman with the ball up here, top of the key. Tough pass over the wing. Rex Leverett's picked off by Noah Top. Noah attacks. It's a push foul against Rex.
Good defense by that young man. First team foul on the Indians, I believe. So since fouls reset every quarter, it's our first team foul. So we're four away
okay
from
with
shooting.
That. That attempt at the
rim. It was always a breakaway layup.
Great
Rex gets
steal.
A steal from that one. Herzog with the block and rebound up for Briggs. No good. Holman, I don't think, saw Meyer coming from behind. Goes up and lays it in. J.J. Meyer giving him five on the night. Overman has the ball on the right-hand side for the Indians in front of Coach Leverett. Drives in, spins, stops. Looking for a step-through move over to Troy. Hit that, Troy.
Yeah. He hesitates so
much
on our shots.
Yeah, he did. And, I mean, he's hit a couple of those tonight. He's some guy we got to be able to look. Herzog with an open three. Missed it. Maybe we shouldn't guard him out there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're missing the open ones.
I don't know. He's hit two of them.
I know.
Rex with a deep three. Got it.
Good shot by Rex there. Giving him nine on the night. Our leading scorer. Dosik drives in and left-handed throw up. Gets fouled. Gets fouled by Troy Holman.
Dosik going to the line here.
Steps to the Hall Brother free throw line is Dosik. And hits that one. Well, you know, he can shoot it from the three line and to the foul line.
We should probably get a shout out to Portside Fuel, as I don't think we say that enough when we call a timeout. So
yeah, we forget that, don't we?
Definitely want to give a shout out to Portside Fuel and
Neil Might Fires.
Yeah, yeah.
Dosik is 87% from the free throw line.
I'm going through my list here, and I thought, man, you know what? I got to do a better job at that. So
it's the second one.
Sorry, Neil.
He's got 22 on the night.
Briggs Everman pushing the ball up the side of the floor.
There's the trap coming. Yep. Got flashed to the ball.
Rotate it. And you know, that's one good thing. We were talking before, and you had a good point about Botkins does such a good job at rotating the ball.
Nice
great
pass
look
by
there.
Briggs Overman to Gavin Faller and sets that up. Herzog drives in, spin move,
great spin
up,
move.
And it
got
kisses it off the glass.
Troy Holman with the ball here at the top of the key. It's amazing how much of the pace of the game has changed in the first quarter. You know, don't get me wrong, I think we play a lot better like this than what we were when we were slowing it down, but so does Botkins.
Yeah.
So, I mean. Troy checks the ball in over to Gavin Fowler.
5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. The Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And the Indians trail right now by 18, 49, 31.
Rex pulls up deep again.
No,
oh, in and out.
He's filling it there. Good rebound by Gavin Fowler. Takes it up and scores off the glass. Giving him eight on the night. Right around his average. Dosik right back. Hits the three.
That gives him seven threes on the night, I believe.
Yeah, that was a tough hit right there, giving him 25 on the night.
Wow.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And we're back here. Lead's kind of swollen back up here on the Indians. 52-33. Briggs has the ball, drives in, throws it to Gavin. Ah, we just lost it out of bounds.
Good look there.
Yeah. Briggs had a couple of nice finds to Gavin. Just didn't execute on that one, but nonetheless, good look. Full court pressure here by the Indians, man-to-man. Herzog has it, swings over to Paul. Back to Herzog. And off to Paul, back up to Dosic. Nice crossover move. Good read by Troy Holman.
Troy driving the ball down the floor. Trying to get organized here. Trying to find Gavin Fowler. Gets the ball to the high post. Gavin makes the move. Kicks back out to Troy. Troy takes a tough jumper on the elbow. Ooh, almost had it. There, Rex Leverett with an offensive rebound. Back to Gavin Fowler. Inside a low block. No good. Tough rebound there. Looks like Enhart got the rebound over to Dosic.
Meyer has the ball up top for Bogdan's. Over to Herzog on the left-hand side. Brings it back out. One of the few times that Bakkens has slowed it down to get organized here. Paul, yep, hand was on the hip. Well, we look at the scoreboard, and we had fourth into the first and 18 at halftime, and we got 52.
Yeah, trailing by.
With 3:22 to go.
Trailing by 19 here.
And Dosic has, what did you say, 7 threes on the night for 25 points.
And, you know, kind of like what we were talking about off air, you know, if you're someone watching on NFHS, and, you know, obviously it's a tough game right now for the Indians, but you're talking about winning with class and, you know, being a good sports, a good team member and having some good sportsmanship, so hopefully those young kids watching, they understand that. You know, it's great to win a basketball game, but to do it in class and not to show off or be too cocky about it.
Foul right there by Alex Dews trying to pressure the ball. You know, we were a couple of those no-guard guys all of a sudden have the ball pat playing catch back there, and we're kind of back off of them. At that point, we got to know time and score and situation to know that we can't stay off of them anymore. Maybe make those guys pressure and handle the ball and maybe make a decision that they're not used to. Meyer throws over to Top. Top dribbles up, hand off to Paul. Dosic's getting ready to check in here at the next dead ball. Over to Linhart.
Kind of shocks me.
Right over to. Right now they're going to spread the floor, it looks like. Meyer is. Kicks over to Top.
Coach Leverett.
Foul on
talking Rex. About him carrying the ball. I was playing his day.
Yeah, he did a couple times. That will be Rex's fourth foul.
I mean, it felt like the whole second there, too.
Yeah. Sends Noah Top to the free throw line, which is a 42% free throw shooter. So hopefully for the Indians, he misses a couple. Misses that one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Gavin Evers checks in, replaces Alex Dews. Again, Indians trail 52-33 with 2:26 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. And hits that one. Giving him five on the night. Scoreboard has him for three, so they missed the game. That other bucket to Paul on the scoreboard when I gave it to Top. Troy Holman got fouled, so he'll be going to the free throw line, shooting two.
Also, if you're not busy on Tuesday and Thursday, the junior high boys will be home against Ansonia on Tuesday and home against Delphus on Thursday. The girls
are home Monday and against South Adams and at Delphus on Tuesday.
Great.
Billy Sindeller checks in and replaces Gavin Fowler, and Troy Holman misses the first free throw.
So those Monday games, those are tough games.
Yeah, when you don't practice on the day before.
Yeah.
Troy steps up to the free throw line and hits that one, giving himself a nice ball game right here for Troy Holman. He has 7 points on the night. Eli Leonard's getting ready to check in. Looks like the Indians are going to be clearing the bench here a little bit. Troy Holman checks out. Rex Leverett checks out. You got Briggs and Eli in there. Hayden Seifring sees his first action tonight for the sophomore. Mason Diller and Gavin Evers on the floor. And Botkins is clearing their bench as well. All their starters are out. Top is in there. Leonard Hart's in there. And Eli Pitts just checked in, is in the game as well, as number 5, Corey Koning. Flora's in for him as well as a senior. And Koning misses that three. Rebound there for Top. Going to be Indians ball. Minute 58 to go. Well, the outcome is in hand with Botkins winning. It's just going to be the school final score here.
Oh. Rough ball screen there by Mason Diller.
Yeah, got a little late, didn't get set early.
Sure, a little frustration, too.
I was going to say that, and the fact that you're up 20, still pressing, too.
Yeah.
Could have been one of those plays.
I would agree.
Yeah, it could have been one of those plays.
The endings of these types of games is never a good thing. You know as well as I do.
Gets a little chippy.
Yep.
Brick steps up and hits that one. Giving him 8 on the night.
Number 31, Carson Brown checks in for Noah Top. And number 1, 21.
James Steinke here getting ready to check in as well, replacing Linhart.
Man, Hawkins has a nice team, I tell you.
Yeah, they do. Do a lot of things well. Shoot it well for sure. Mason Diller saves it. Throws it up. It's a jumping contest. A lot of people hit each other there. Going to be a foul on Hayden Seifring. Could have been a lot of options on that one.
Yeah. What do we have, about 4 or 5 different guys?
Colliding into each other.
Tucker Hillscamp will be checking in for the Trojans. One good thing for the boys.
they were getting ready to sub him out here to cut you off real quick. Getting ready to sub him, and coach goes, "Hey, I got a sub in for him." Steinberger goes and checks on him. He's like, "I'm all right. I don't want to come out now. There's a chance for me to hit 2 points.
Yeah,
you think
absolutely.
I want to come out here? Coach, I'm fine. Take me out after I hit him.
Right,
don't take
me
out for him." Whatever you're saying.
No, I was just going to say, it would be good for our boys. They'll have a whole week off. What'd they have? How many games there in a row?
We had 6 games in 10 days.
So. Good week here off for him. Hopefully we can regroup. You know, we got Delphus next week, so. Briggs Overman with a deep three. Banks it in there. I think he
Banks
called that.
From the
look
top.
Look over there, and his dad's giving a good old smile.
Right now, some subs in for Botkins. I'm sure they don't get a lot of playing time on the varsity. Some JV guys here. Chance for them. Pitts has the ball on the left-hand side.
Ooh,
good steal for Hayden Seifring right there. Finish it, Hayden. And he does, giving him his first points as a varsity player for that young sophomore.
Well-deserved, too. Kid works his butt off.
And his JV teammates are there all happy and clapping for him, cheering him on. That's what it's about.
Back
nice backdoor play right there for Flora. Left-handed finish. Giving him 3 on the night.
Briggs Overman with the ball at the top. Attacks the rim. They're going to call an illegal screen.
So Flora comes out. 6'3 senior.
Steinke checking the ball in. Over to Canning. Ball over to Brown. Brown attacks over to Steinke. He's fouled. He's shooting 2. 29.2 ticks left here in the game. Fourth quarter Port Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Lefty comes up short on that one.
Yeah, I can't. That hair is driving me nuts, Brian. That's why he missed it.
Hits that one, though.
Oh, shucks.
Giving him one of two.
Pass up to Gavin Evers. Takes a corner three. Got it. Nice shot there by Gavin. Giving him his first points on the night.
Almost a turnover there. Botkins has the ball. Maybe just hold the ball here up top. And nope, going to be more free throws.
Foul be on Eli Lennertz. I'm so used to seeing that 22 Kale Lammer, so it's throwing me off a little bit.
I think Kale had himself a pretty good game today.
Did he? Great.
I know I went up and watched Liv play today, and she had a big game. Nice. Played a lot and took a charge, a big charge play late in the game that kind of swung some momentum around. Eli drives in there, misses the layup at the end. End of the fourth. The Indians lose 58-43. We'll take a break, wrap some things up here with some scoring, and hopefully have a chance to talk to Coach Leverett.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
And we're back here. And wrapping things up here with the scores, go through some of that, finalize that here for you. For the varsity game, and at the end of one, it was 4-4. And we thought, you know, we were sitting pretty, in that game at that point. Second quarter.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, Jackie,
Jack,
we'll interview
come on
you.
Up.
Come on up. In the second quarter, we got outscored 14-2. And that was not a very good quarter for us. But then... so we trail at halftime 18-6. In the third quarter, though, we put up 17 points.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we gave up 23. So we've been wanting our offense to kind of show up, and they finally did. But the problem is our defense went away from us.
Yeah.
And, we lose that quarter even though we put up 17. So now we're trailing 41-23. And then in the fourth quarter, we did outscore them 20-17. But unfortunately, it's a little too late as we end up losing 58-43 to put our record to 4-8. And leading scores for the Indians were?
For the Indians, did you write that down? I'm sorry. Briggs Overman had 11. Followed up with Rex Leverett scoring 9, Troy Holman 8, Gavin Fuller 8. And then a few of the other guys, Hayden Seifring and Eli Leonard with 2 and Gavin Evers with 3. For the Trojans, they were led by Colin Dosek at 25. I think he made 7 threes.
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. Then also Rylan Paul with 9, J.J. Meyer 6, Jordan Herzog 10, and Noah Top had 3. So.
And a majority of their buckets were from the three-point line.
What do we say there? At one point they had
30 of their 40.
41.
Yeah, were from the three-point
line.
That's
crazy.
And in JV action, the Indians lost that one as well. So we got swept by Botkins tonight, 49-36. And leading scorers for the Indians was freshman Brody Bargy with 9. Luke Lochtefeldt with 6. Breaker Judy with 5. Hayden Seifring with 4. And again, Hayden scored his first points tonight in varsity action of his career. And Reese Lefebvre with 6. Doug Benn with 3. Tyler Wendell with 2. And Reed Albers with 1. So I'm not sure our record for the JV team, but.
Yeah, I am unsure as well.
But Botkins improves their record to 6-1, and we're waiting here as Coach Leverett makes his way up here to the media area.
Just a reminder, the Fort Recovery Varsity Boys will be playing Delphus St. John's at the Vatican in Delphus, and that will be next this coming Friday.
Well, Coach, we at the end of the first quarter, it was 4-4, and you know, we were in for a heck of a game there from the defensive standpoint. We saw the second and third quarters and maybe not as good to us on defense, but then saw our third and fourth quarter great for us on offense. What was the changes there at halftime?
Urgency.
Yeah.
You know, well, you see their stats. They shoot the shit out of it from 3.
Oh, yeah.
So we knew that, and we knew they were going to hit some shots against our zone. And they did in that second quarter. So we got down, you know. But like we've been telling them, guys, we've got nothing to lose. So, we kind of preached that today to them was play a little freer on offense. I think you saw that in the second half once they realized, hey, let's just go play basketball. And, you know, we ran basic for a while, which is our structured offense, and got some stuff out of that. And then we kind of went back to our 4-1 motion. And, you know, Troy got some drives. Rex finally hit some shots. Briggs still could create a little bit. Gavin got going there. I think he scored, 37 in the second half, 38, something like that. So
yeah, 37.
Yep, 37.
Yeah. Playing freer offensively. I thought that was a big step for us tonight. The scoreboard might not show it, but, I mean, you guys have seen us 12 games now. We're getting there. We just need practice time to clean some stuff up, and we haven't had that these last 2 weeks. So we're big picture.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, looking at that, you know, we're a little one game over halfway through the season at this point in time. What would be some of those things that you think that we have to improve on for the second half of the season?
We've got to be able to play man-to-man defense. And that's something that, you know, we showed a little bit down the stretch against them with having a helper. You know, basically, hey, who's their guy that's not going to shoot it from outside and helping off of him, not switching. We're going to go probably back to the conventional man-to-man defense where we're not switching screens unless it's a blatant, maybe a ball screen or something like that. So we just got to adjust that. We've got to be able to play some man down the stretch here. We can't rely on a fist that's going to give up threes to a good team, which we go to Delphus next Friday, who can fly out stroke it too. So we're going to have to guard some man down the stretch. Offensively, we just got to play free, you know.
Yeah, I know. You look at your scores per quarter. First quarter, you know,
well,
tying the quarter.
Right.
Great quarter, great quarter. Fourth quarter, good quarter.
We wanted to slow it down and make, you know, grind it out, and we did that early in the, you know. But, you know, once you get down, obviously.
I was going to say, and that changes our mindset of going from zone to man because we got to get back in it because they can start to limit possessions, us being down a lot too. But otherwise, if that was the case, would you have stayed more zone?
Oh, absolutely. If that thing's 10 or under, we're in zone all night long.
Because I think they struggled to figure out how to attack our zone.
Right. They were settled. They weren't moving real well in the first quarter in it. And then, they just hit some shots.
So,
I don't know if some of that was our rotations where we didn't get out on the shooters or they just hit some shots.
Yeah. So is there a way that you can sit here and try to get our free-flowing offense to go where we can do that maybe – is there something that, you know, you'll change up, you know, looking at this, moving forward where we can do that offensively and still play the zone?
I think it's a mindset, Brian. it is an absolute mindset with these guys. You know, when they've got to come out with that mindset that we have nothing to lose offensively. Let's just go play, shoot it free like Gavin Evers hitting the corner three. You know, why'd he make it? Because there was no pressure on him. He caught it and he shot it. You know, Rex, when he hits his shots, he catches and shoots.
Yep.
It's not when he catches it and then he thinks about it and shoots it. Same with Googs and Alex. If they catch and got to think about it, they're not usually going to make it. So playing more free offensively. And then just we keep telling them to be dogs on defense.
Yeah.
And I thought they were pretty tough tonight. We showed some grit, I thought.
Props to the boys, too. You know, the lowest score that Bakken has had is 50 points against Anna. We only gave up 58, so, right. I mean.
And a bunch of free throws at the end.
Yeah.
So.
And then so we also talked, you know, about the things you want to see change. What's the things that so far 12 games into it that you're kind of pleased with?
Our effort. Our effort's been there every night. Is it always smart effort? No. But the effort, I mean, they play hard for me. I can't fault that. It's just some of it's basketball IQ, like we've always preached that we want to have in the program. And you don't get basketball IQ unless you just play a lot and watch the game and study it. And I hate to say it, we got some three-sport athletes on the team that probably don't put enough time into being basketball savants or whatever.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because like even me and Brian were talking about, you know, you look at some of the Balkans guys, when they're ready, they're shooters, they're not timid. It's, right. It's I'm catching, I'm shooting.
Because probably eight guys on their team play basketball all summer long.
Exactly, yep.
You know how many we've got? Three in their own or JV team that are freshmen. You know, and one just had a knee surgery.
Well,
maybe four. But, you know what I mean? It's just reps. You got to go play and you got to understand the game, and that then the IQ will come with it. So.
All right, well. Thanks for stopping up here, and good luck next Friday at the Vatican as we
appreciate
get back
it,
to the MAC action.
We talked about going to Mass every morning this week as a team.
There you go.
Good luck with that. It's at 7, right?
Might be late to school and work, but it might be worth it.
All right, thanks, Coach, for stopping up. Appreciate it. All right. Again, Indians lose here tonight, but in a hard-fought game, as Coach had talked about. And, again, this is Jordan Winter, Brian Patch, signing off. And Neil will be back to wrap things up for us.
Have a good evening.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Our Indians go down to defeat 58-43. And tough game against the Botkins Trojans. The Botkins Trojans are now 7-1, I believe, or 6-1. And our Indians are 4-8, I believe. Losing 5 or 6 straight here. We won 2, lost 2, won 2, and then we've lost, I believe, 8 straight, or 6 straight, I believe. So anyway, as you heard Coach Leverett say in the post-game interview there that, you know, I believe actually it was Jordan Winter that mentioned that Botkins
previous low score was last night against Anna, where they scored 50 or 51, and they only had 58. I think that's the first time that they've been, let me just take a look here, that's the first time they've been under 60 all year. Last night they won 50-49, and tonight they only scored 58. So, but man, could they get some guys open and throw in those threes. Early, they were missing those threes, and, you know, first quarter was 4-4. And, you know, then they started getting a few, and they were going in for them, and our Indians were hanging in there, but we just couldn't get the things going at the right time. We did have some guys that, you know, kind of made some shots, and you know, our shooting has improved. Our three-point shooting, that has to be better. We've had, you know, we have a number of guys that can really put the ball in the hole, but that hasn't happened much this year for some reason. And free throw shooting has been not real good. If we just get a couple things going right, we can get going pretty well. So they did mention, and I'll mention it again here, coming up next week, the girls are going to host Ansonia, and we'll simulcast WPGW on that, and, of course, their audio will be on our NFHS video. Then Thursday, the girls will host Delta St. John's, and that'll be a simulcast of WPGW, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. Then on Friday, the boys will go up to Delta St. John's, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. Coach Patch won't be able to be with us, but Coach Winter and possibly Daniel Patch will be helping. We'll have somebody there that'll help out Coach Winter, Jordan Winter. So that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, but as far as I can tell, they do not have video up there. There is not NFHS. But they may have something else that I don't know about. But so right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be any video for that game, so you'll have to go up there to watch it or listen here on Fort Recovery Radio. It may also be on 107.1 FM or 99.7 FM. Those two stations will sometimes go broadcast games at Delphus. So, again, Indians go down to defeat. 58-43. We were as close as I think 9 in the fourth quarter, and then behind as much as 20. Kind of went back and forth, and so we did outscore them 20-17. But so 20 points was really good. You know, we got 43, and it wasn't looking like we might even break double digits. We had 6 at halftime. So we scored 37 in the second half. If you double that, that's 74 points. So we need to have that kind of output like we had in the second half. We need to have that for a whole game. And if we can, you know, our defense has been holding teams. I think our defensive average is probably a mid to high 40s. So if we can do that and score 70 points, you know, we're going to win some games here on out. So that's what we need to do. And I know, you know, we heard Coach Leverett talking about a few other things. And, you know, we have potential to get there and get something going. So, again, I want to thank Brian Patch and Jordan Winter for announcing the game here for us. And we're just going to take a little break, and we're going to end the broadcast here. Thank our sponsors, and we'll be back on Tuesday with the simulcast of the girls' game versus Ansonia here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. So we want to thank everybody for listening, and again, thank our sponsors and Brian Patch and Jordan Winter for announcing the game for us tonight. Again, Indians lose 58-43.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Saturday's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.